brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to play some more clips where martial law is being slowly rolled out as the Pentagon admits they're engaged in domestic propaganda. Why is this being done? I want to open the phones up for police and military again specifically. And that means police and military only. People are like, yeah, we know that means that. Well, not yesterday. We had a bunch of people get through that weren't. I don't know how that happened. But the point is police and military only. Are you going to take guns? Because that's what they're gearing up for. Is there no order you won't follow? I mean, what's the line in the sand? Or did you ever think about one of those? Did they told you to beat little kids' brains in and eat their brains with a melon ball, or would you do it? Is there any point? Is there anything you won't do? And it's in the newspapers. They've got troops everywhere running checkpoints, but it's okay. It's a stop drunk drivers. I want to hear from military and police out there that have been part of this. And I want to give a shout out here to the St. Louis police. St. Louis, Missouri, and then over in East St. Louis. If you can get through, we'd love to hear from you as well. Here is the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231. In fact, after I take five or six calls just from police and military randomly, I'm going to keep the phones open after that, John, after the sixth call comes in or so. I just want to open the phones up for St. Louis police. Or I could just say to police training with the military to take on the American people. But now, they've been rolling around town, and get ready, they're going to be in your neighborhoods. And then in the newscast, we're going to finish it after the break, they say, let's talk to this man. I love it. You know, I go to other countries, and they got troops on the streets, and that's what I want. Yeah, North Korea, Mexico, Guatemala, Nigeria. Every third world country there is. Everywhere there's not private property, or everywhere there's tyranny, everywhere everything's screwed up. Yes. And again, the military kills people, breaks things, secretly arrests people. And Obama says he'll kill whoever he wants. He'll kill citizens. They'll disappear you. They'll torture you. This is what we've turned into. And the greatest danger is our founders, the bad guys, FEMA says in their training manuals, the bad guys, the people that started the country, the people that were the example of freedom all over the world, they said that this is the great danger and look out for it and don't let it happen and guard your liberty. And even if you fight for your liberty, there's a good chance you're going to end up losing it. But if you don't fight for it, you will get the worst tyranny there is because evil people compete with each other. And so once the shields are down, it's like opening a door on a submarine. Water comes in. You're not like, I think I'll just take the sub down to 1,000 feet and open a portal and let in a little bit of water. You're not closing the portal. Once you flip the switch, open it, all you can do is hope that we know a compartment's open and hope that we have bulkheads closed. And that's national sovereignty. So that as we see countries go down, including the United States, folks, the world can look at it and not be in a global government so they can hold it back. Because the U.S. is being reorganized. If you think the U.S. has been warmongering and engaged in torture and drones, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is going to be Skynet command base. And it is going to be sick. And they got all these traitors and collaborators who are lined up to be yes men. And they are going to go right along with it. So I want to hear from police and military. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Current active police or serving military with specific information on all this. Or, the question, is there any order you won't follow? Now, we're going to hear from an officer that was on yesterday in St. Louis first. When we come back, I'll finish this latest newscast. It's brief, and then play part of this call. Then we're going to your police and military calls. And then I'll get into all the other news. And boy, is there a lot of it. And in the third hour, after a guest pops in for about 30 minutes, I'm going to open the phones up for TSA whistleblowers. Because now, I'll tell you about that when we come back from break. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I am going to open the phones up for active duty military and also police so they can call in here on air concerning what's in the news. Marines running DWI checkpoints all over the U.S., searching citizens with 9mm on their side, Army doing it, all over the country, urban warfare drills. I've been to these, but now there's literally 10, 15 times or more what I saw as they beta tested this over a decade ago. Everywhere with military driving around. Then they suddenly set up a checkpoint or pulling over real cars. You've seen that in my four police state films, but now it's proliferating to highway checkpoints, you name it. TSA all over the country. Armored pillboxes. What is this the buildup to? Well, now they're saying quietly, well, it's for collapse, and we think the militia is going to attack. Well, yeah, if you attack gun owners, they're going to call people that respond back, the terrorists, the militia, whatever the case is. And that's what a police officer called in from St. Louis about yesterday. So the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Now, if you just tuned in, I played a CNBC piece, and we have more than 20 articles posted under it where they're announcing it. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. The quote is, we're absolute slaves of central bankers. And they all say that on the show. It's a 5-minute clip. Under it are just a few articles where they've come out and said similar things. Here it is. Financial Times editorial admits agenda for dictatorial world government. Goes on. Central banking was responsible for the 08 meltdown. WTO director general. Global governments based on EU model. Clips of them saying they're going to use the collapse for world government. UNESCO chair admits organization was founded to push global governance. That was in the BBC yesterday. They said to end national sovereignty. BBC. From global depression to global governance. Central banker Trichet renews calls for European global governance. Out of the crisis that's going to threaten the whole world. See, you go, but how's Europe going to take over? They're going to threaten the whole economy if we don't sign on to that. UN boss calls for global governance structure. I mean, it's just UNESCO chair admits organization was founded to push global government. World Bank president admits agenda for global government. European Central Bank calls for corrupt BIS to boss global government CFR speech. Again, I could go on and on and on. Global currency, CNBC. Federal Reserve admits 12 banks are private, not government. Central banker, again, it's all right there. So, again, why are they coming out in the open, and why is the Southern Poverty Law Center, in fact, I put it on Aaron's desk, or no, Kurt's desk, the new Southern Poverty Law Center intelligence report. Will you give it to me? Thank you. Says I'm basically evil and horrible because I believe there's a global government. But why? Because I've got brain cells, because I understand when the UN goes before Congress and says, we run your military, that I should be concerned? I mean, this is so disgusting what's happened here. Let's go ahead and go to the newscast, and I'll go to your calls and then to the police officer that I talked to last night talking about pulling triggers on U.S. citizens. Look, here's the piece where, don't be alarmed, now they're going to be in your neighborhoods. First they were driving around town, now the exercise with police, which is this just what the officer told us last night. And what's the exercise for? For war and gun confiscation and to fight the militia. That's anybody who likes George Washington. Anybody that likes free speech, private property, the family. You were always the target, good old boys. They sold you that it was for Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for the bankers. And then they always do this in the black areas first. Then they're going to beta test it in the black areas all over the country. They have them and say, well, they're about to have riots there. It's for the real target is look at the regional system they set up. Look at the rural council over the farms, the Pentagon. You're the target. Just remember that. And the final equation, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever. You're a farmer. You're rural. They don't like you because they want everybody totally dependent. What did the Soviets do? What did the communists in China do? They always take over and collectivize the farms. Let's go ahead and go to the clip. Here it is.
Don't be alarmed if you see army vehicles rolling through your neighborhood this week.
Yeah, News 11's Dan Gray is live with reaction from residents. Dan?
Yeah, Tom, we are at the U.S. Army Reserve Center near Goodfellow and Natural Bridge in North St. Louis. Just up the street here on Goodfellow, there are dozens of army vehicles, Humvees, trucks, tanks, parked in a parking lot. They're there every day. But now what the St. Louis Police Department is saying, that some Army vehicles may be rolling through neighborhoods in the police department's 6th District, which is far north St. Louis. And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood. It is part of an Army training exercise. Now, that's according to St. Louis Police. We have called Army offices in St. Louis, and we've called Army offices in Washington, D.C., trying to get information about why this training is going on here and what it's all about. Well, we haven't heard back from anybody at the Army just yet, but people who live and work in this neighborhood say they think the training here is a good idea.
I think it's the same way when you go out to other countries, when you go out of town, they don't have police officers, they have troops. And I think it kind of scares a lot of people.
Like cut down on crime?
Crime, yeah, cut down on a whole lot of crime. Because they don't know if they're military or they're police.
I think it's fantastic because it might slow down some of the crime rate. You know, the crime rate might go down. You know, that's what I think of.
Yeah, again, police are telling us and telling citizens in this area look out for any Army vehicles that may be coming and going up and down neighborhoods through the North St. Louis area. The Army isn't officially saying what's going on just yet, but they can expect this training to be going on until next week.
All right.
28.
That's enough. Again, if the local news station, instead of having the local paper make fun of us and call us conspiracy theorists, Earth's got an article on that. If you just go follow our article, we have the Secretary of the Army saying combat troops in every city to fight the American people, including air assets. In fact, I'll just go to this police officer now. Then we'll go to Corey, Aaron, Bob. Oh, we have a police officer, a correctional officer in St. Louis. We're going to get to them. Corey, Aaron. And we've got an Alaska police officer listening on 1150 AM WGEA. Let's go to the calls now. Then I'll get to the officer breaking down crime yesterday, which should be crime. He's there with the Army, and they're training to take on the American people and gun confiscate. Let me tell you something. That's the kind of thing I cry about. I've been sitting there in a chair before and started just having tears come out my eyes. This is a big deal. This means the end of freedom. Every time I look at my children, it makes me sick that we've let it get to this point. Let's go to the correctional officer just hung up. I was about to go to him. 800-259-9231. I mean, I wasn't poo-pooing the fact you were a correctional officer. I said police officer, and I went, oh, wait, correctional officer, we'll go to you in a moment. Call back. I want to hear from you to see if you have anything, because they certainly will get you ready for a big influx if that's the case. Call back in. We're leaving lines open. 800-259-9231. I was just about to go to you. I want to hear specifically from people in St. Louis. 800-259-9231 or anywhere else. We're going to go to John, the police officer. We're going to go to Corey in Connecticut, who's Army. We're going to go to everybody. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the firefighter, Aaron, who is in St. Louis. I was sent by a Kansas City police officer in Missouri, the footage that's in Road to Tyranny, where FEMA gets up to the police and firemen and says, the founders are bad. America's bad. They're the enemy. You've heard cops call in and go, yeah, they teach us that. Again, Twilight Zone. I think we should go out with the Twilight Zone. Aaron, tell us what you know about this, sir.
More than happy to share with you, Alex. First time caller, long time listener. Enjoy the website. Enjoy the show. The KSDK report here in St. Louis is not 100% accurate. They are up in North County, and they are in a precinct, which I have a friend that's a law enforcement officer. That precinct is, your statement of them beta testing this in heavily black communities is 100% correct. North St. Louis is heavily black, and there is a criminal element up there. My friend that works for St. Louis Police actually was in the southern part, the more safer part, and then got transferred up actually into the 6th precinct, told him I actually get to shoot somebody now. That's how rough that area is. More importantly, these troops are not staying just in North County, is what we call it, or in the northern part of St. Louis City. We've seen them as far south as Manchester, which they're traveling the 270 ring. And my theory is that they were going to lock down the city of St. Louis. The 270 ring would provide that, with one border being the Mississippi River.
All right, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there, because this is exactly what Stuart Rhodes talks about from his sources, the cordoning and blockading of cities. You're saying that the word from your police source is they are training for a blockade of St. Louis.
We're on 270, and there's no other reason for them to be on 270 and going around the entire city. I must say, we'd be practicing for such a thing. Would you agree with that, Alex?
Well, I mean, they admit that they do blockades. They did one in New Orleans that wouldn't let folks go out and made them go to the Superdome to die, and then did gun confiscation, yeah.
And then when we had an engine rescue ready to go down there and help in New Orleans, we were told no. You know?
So what are the other firefighters and police saying about the military being brought in?
As you're probably aware, most fire departments are like giant families. Same thing with the police departments. We're a very tight-knit group. Their members at my department, we've talked about getting a coffin and burying guns and ammunition. And when they first said this to me, I just was looking at them like, this was 2 or 3 years ago.
Wait a minute. I'm going to hold you over. Did I mishear you? The police are burying guns. Did you say that?
The people at my department, my fire department, and we have gentlemen that are law enforcement there. We've discussed bearing guns.
Yeah, well, now most police I talk to are actually awake now. Stay there. I want to hear more about this when we come back. I mean, it's the Twilight Zone. We got cyanide grass killing cows outside Austin.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Because I know people are busy and I want to get to them, all these police officers and others and military that are holding. But it's simple. The globalists want to overthrow a country. They don't do it militarily. They do it financially through fraud, through a Ponzi scheme. But when the Ponzi scheme goes belly up, they hold everybody hostage for their pension funds and stuff, which you're never going to get, folks. They're going to devalue it. You're going to get something, but it'll be a, you know, a pittance of what it should have been. But they hold you hostage with too big to fail. The globalists control the federal government traitorously. The UN openly says they run the military. Congress sits down and accepts it. Foreign banks run the country. They announce that on the news. Hundreds of articles. They say it's good. And by the way, we're going to kill grandma. We're going to euthanize her. By the way, we're going to kill newborn babies up to age 3 if we want to. It's all being announced. People are like, that sounds crazy. But Alex is telling the truth. Yeah, it's in the news. I can't believe it's moving this fast. So it's just pure evils being announced everywhere. Armed drones in the sky, all of this. And then as they implode the economy and as crime explodes, the system is going to point at the poor neighborhoods that go under first and say, well, the army had to come out. You know, there were 20 people dying a day. There were fires everywhere. Culture collapse. Detroit, they're talking about putting the army on the street. Again, ship the job. What if you'd have put $20 billion into rebuilding Detroit instead of $20 billion shipping the GM factories to China? See, they wreck it, then pose as the saviors. So my point is, yeah, the riots may get so bad, I'll be put the military on the streets. But the point is, that was always the plan. And the banksters knew what they were doing. They're not just going to put the military on the street day one to take guns. They're going to let things unravel first. Then they're going to have, quote, militias attack the military. It'll really be the globalists doing it. And then the civil war starts. Let's go back. Okay, I'm going to go to Aaron. Then I'm going to go to Bob, John, Corey, David. I got to move quick now because I know you folks are busy. But everybody stay there. I want to get to you. Aaron, the firefighter, finish your points about what you're hearing there.
So the reason that the guys in my department had approached me about bearing guns, we have the ability to. One of the other firemen, firemen have a lot of jobs. We're just not firemen. We work 8 days a month. So I run my own business, a business in which I do firearm sales, sell ammunition. Another fireman, his family owns a funeral home. So for us to get a closet and bear guns, we were going to be the two key players, regardless. So
like you had police telling you or people higher up in the fire department saying, hey, you better bury your guns?
The higher ups in the fire department that had seen what was going on. Now, I've been receiving hazmat training for the last 2 years, like refreshers every year on WMDs and other domestic attacks that could happen.
Yeah, well, that's always exactly. That's always the primer is biochem or radiological, but then the later training gets into fighting militias.
Yeah, they're telling us earthquakes, you know, possibly, you know, EMP is what I'm assuming because they're saying nuclear attack, which always seems to be one of the things they really hammer.
Well, yeah, they're trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you. We got to move quick now. Let's go to Bob in St. Louis, and then we'll go to John in Alaska, Corey in the Army, and David, who's police, is saying from Washington. Let's go to Bob, the correctional officer. Do you have any information on this?
Yeah, Alex, I work with a lot of guys in the corrections field who are actually, part-time. They do National Guard stuff, and I've hollered at them about this stuff. And then I was like, you guys are actually, and then, you know, Fort Leonard Wood is close to here. It's a couple hours away from St. Louis, and that's where they do all that training. I've told these guys, I was like, hey, you guys are training to do some domestic operations, martial law type stuff. And they give me this goofy little smile. So I know it's pervasive. Throughout, yeah, and then the weird thing is the emergency management entities for these counties are moving around equipment and certain things are going on where a lot of people are like, what the heck are all these generators doing around and all these sandbags and boats and all this weird stuff. So I think all these government entities are preparing for something. And then the guy, the St. Louis PD officer, I was listening yesterday, and he was talking about guarding the richer parts of town. Well, the fireman that just got off talking about Highway 270, if you look at a map of St. Louis, Highway 270 does a complete circle around the city. And guess where the rich parts of town are? Right around that Highway 270, the western part of the suburbs of St. Louis. So that all dovetails perfectly with what you're talking about.
I don't know how long you've been listening, but, I mean, how many years ago did I lay out how they were going to do this? And they're going to sell the military on the streets by protecting the middle class and then the rich people. And then phase two is the militia is going to attack the military. It won't really be the militia, though. And then they're going to start trying to arrest people. Are people waking up around you, or are they just going to go along with it?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got a ton of my fellow CEOs awake. They're all listening to your program, and they're all gun nuts before they even started listening to your program, and now they're all becoming, guess what, preppers. So it's pretty wild.
Well, they better prep because the government is digging in like it's the end of the world. All right, more police, more military, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
CNBC says we're slaves of foreign banks, and it's good. In fact, guys, I said that on air. I don't know if you were focused on it. Did you guys go dig out the Panetta clip of Secretary of Defense says NATO and UN run U.S. military? Remember, we played that like 10 times a few months ago? And then he said it in several other testimonies. Okay, I want to pull that up because we're gonna play that after some more phone calls here, and then we have that police officer that called in yesterday and said, yeah, they're being told they're gonna protect the rich areas of St. Louis during a collapse from the militias. The militias. And see, the idea is that the technocrats running all this want to be protected from the people they've robbed. It's just a bunch of Bernie Madoff Ken Lays that control our military. And they're saying, hey, the UN is our boss. The foreign banks are our boss. Do what you're told. And we can't let the citizens of St. Louis know where the tanks are parked because you can't be trusted. That was in the first newscast Friday in Paul Watson's article. He has it. Don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. It has the video where they're like, well, we can't tell you where the tanks are for security reasons because you can't be trusted. You're the enemy. All right. Let's now hurry through more calls. Who's been holding the longest? We'll talk to Corey in Connecticut and then John and then David. Corey in Connecticut, who's Army. What do you think of this? Is there any order you won't follow? Or do you think it's a good idea that they're preparing for gun confiscation?
Absolutely, there's orders I won't follow. I'm actually here. I was watching your article the other day on the Hartford police up here in Connecticut with the Puerto Rican Day Parade. That caught my attention. I actually wanted to talk to you about that.
Yeah, we saw it looked like National Guard with clubs bugging their eyes out at people who weren't doing anything at the Puerto Rico Day Parade.
It's actually funny, Alex, because it's like I am National Guard. I'm actually questioning right now the commanders who authorized that under Governor Malloy. I'm actually completely against that, and I want to know what's going on. But one of the touch-up points I wanted to share with you, I know I've heard recently in your phone calls, like regarding NBC equipment being destroyed at most of the armories. What I wish you would do an article on is a section of NDAA, which was including what they call BRAC. Was found out here in Connecticut with the sub-base and all this other stuff. BRAC is authorizing armories to be shut down and be turned into reserve centers because it's federally funded. It allows the states that are not opposing NDAA, it's allowing them to basically be able to federalize and run these drills in the states that are...
No, and then they put... most of the new threat fusion centers, the federalization, CIA, you name it, moving in are at the old bases, and they're turning them into the new emergency centers. That's in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. So, yes, this is how it's happening.
I mean, personally, to be honest with you, I know Hartford or Connecticut in general, New Jersey, Massachusetts are political states, and it's being harder and harder to get this information out. But, I mean, I had a congressman come up to my door the other day who was trying to run, and he's shooting the spiel and all this other stuff. And I'm like, do you have any ties to Malloy? I understand you're Democratic, but, you know, I'm not for that. And people here in my command, in my state, they know who I am. They know what I'm trying to do. I've had a few people say, get out and go run to be a congressman here. But it's getting increasing and increasing with Lieberman pretty much just sitting on the side here being quiet. But yet you're starting to see all the cameras go up at all the stoplights here in Hartford. And we're really, really starting to notice, and people are really starting to pick up on what I've been talking about for the past 2 or 3 years. It's like, you got to pay attention to the legislation. We need help up here.
Yeah, what's happening is giant portions of the defense spending are being used to arm and surveil every facet. There's a huge arms buildup, and the Pentagon admits they're going to pull triggers on citizens. We've confirmed for over 20 years in very small beta groups, but now it's going system-wide. They have military, normally special forces types, Army, Marines, Navy, you name it, dressed up as local police, but just in generic police jackets, killing citizens. What they're saying is, and in fact, we've gotten these secret documents years ago, now it's public. They say, oh, the Army or the Marines are ready to aid you in warrant service, in bomb disposal. And so in a town says, well, we don't have a big enough SWAT team. This guy's a veteran. This guy, won't turn over his property. And they send the Army in, and they just go kill him. They send Iraq vets in. They kick the door down, shoot the vet, kill him. And so I'm here to tell you, the Army and Marines are killing citizens all over the country right now. Just killing them with the police. And every time I mention this, cops call in and go, yeah, no, we have military working with us. Yes, that's true. It's illegal, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I know you're in the Guards. It's special forces that are special forces trained are generally assigned to the kill units. They call them, the high threat level warrant service. Do you have any comments on that?
The only thing I can say here is like between the units that they're putting here in the state and the locations that they're doing, it's like I can almost attest to the same guys in Missouri how they're localizing the richer sections, especially like here in Fairfield County. These guys are the ones that are running the stock markets here at the NYSC. I am starting to realize now, looking at the maps of where they're putting up the RTIs and reserve centers, it is amazingly strategic how they're doing it, and the way that they're getting away with it in this state, it's appalling me.
But just to be clear, it was all – people are going to say, well, we have to have this because America collapsed. We're on record, and others are on record. This was all engineered from the beginning to the end. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Keep up the good work there in your area of Connecticut. Okay, let's go to John in Alaska, a police officer listening on 1150 AM. Welcome, sir. Thank you for joining us. Give us your take on this.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, you know, we've had extensive talks and conversations even at work about, you know, what's going to happen when they say take the guns. And I'm going to say probably 90% of the people I work with are saying absolutely not. I think there's a few that would go along because they're the narcissistic ladder climbers and they would do anything what they were told. So I think, at least up in Alaska here, I don't think it's going to be an issue with local police officers. Crap, did I just lose you?
No, no, you're there, sir. But, I mean, even if somebody is a ladder climber, do they? I mean, they're not stupid. I mean, do they think going out and confiscating guns is going to be an easy thing to do?
Not here in Alaska. We're a gun state. This is a huge gun state. But I'll tell you a story here, a real quick story. Our local mayor, who's one of us on board with all this, was down at a meeting. A couple of ATF agents were at the meeting that he recognized, and they wanted to meet the mayor. And so his wife started kind of giving these guys a hard time, saying, hey, what's going to happen when you're told to collect guns? She couldn't get an answer out of them. They finally said, well, we got to feed our family. That was their answer. That scared me to think that some federal guys would say something like that.
Well, here's the deal. Well, you know what? I'm not going to ask the questions. Any other points you'd like to add about this? What do you think about this cordoning and lockdown of city drills that are happening everywhere?
Well, let me pass something on to you about that is really big happening here in Alaska. Nobody seemed to have heard of this. It's called JPARC, J-P-A-R-C. And I'm not sure if you or your staff have heard of this, but it's worth looking into. It's JPARC Alaska. Any Google will get to you. The military is planning on taking over a 200-mile by 200-mile area north of Anchorage, almost all the way to Fairbanks, as their new training facility. Well, there's nothing up there, but you start reading the information, and it's pretty scary that the military wants to take this area over, and it's going to get to the point where it's a...
I have seen JPARC, and I want you to elaborate. That's what the last National Guard officer was saying. Everywhere... That's the Emergency Centers Establishment Act that was a cornucopia of data because everything in the legislation had already been built. It was just calling for official recognition in law. Everything reverse engineers it. They take land, state parks, whatever the case is, turn them into new reservations or take old military bases and turn them into a new training command center, invite the police in, and they're all right up against major population areas. So they are stationing, they're quartering troops right next to all the cities, and that's their new military police substation to go out and learn the local environs, condition the public, acclimate everybody for the Civil War, and sending the army in to arrest people. So we're just going into the and by the way, that's not my opinion. The army admits they're preparing for war with the American people. Totally illegal, totally diabolical, and we need to have an open discussion about it. Go ahead. Was that your concern, reverse engineering it? They've got all this other training area, all these bases, but now they want this big area right up against Anchorage?
Yeah, the scary thing is it's right next to the HAARP facility. We got the oil pipeline, a dam that was shelved 20 years ago, all of a sudden has gotten pushed through. New railroads are getting built. There's two theories we have on this. The one theory is that when all goes to hell in a handbasket in Lower 48, this is a place the government can pull back to because nobody can get to it. There's one road in, one road out. The other thing we're kind of getting an inkling of lately is this is going to be the staging area for the NATO coming over the poles to the Lower 48. They have to go somewhere, and they can sneak right over the poles. The five-hour flight from this down to the Lower 48, you know,
sure.
So this is a scary thing that we're seeing up here.
Sure, sure. That's where the nukes, by the way. People always think they're going to shoot nukes the long way over. They're not going to shoot along the axis. They're going to shoot right over the pole. It's only 5,000 miles from China, even shorter from Russia, right into Chicago, right into New York, right into Seattle.
Got a missile defense system up here. They spent billions on to protect us from who? We think it's to protect their own facility. That just JPARC thing is a scary thing when people start really looking at what's going on and what we think the ultimate plan for this is this isn't to train. You know, they're talking about training troops from all over the world and private organizations like the Blackwater folks. I mean, this is going to be a full training facility.
Who they admit they want to use against us. It's now official. They're saying they'll use NATO troops against U.S. insurrection. Again, more high treason. Did you hear the clip from CNBC? And there's now literally hundreds of articles announcing world government's good. It's run by banks. It's authoritarian. They know best. What do you make of CNBC with the quote, "We are absolutely slaves to central banks"?
Hiding in plain sight. You know, let's bring it out here. That's the only thing I can think of. You know, I think, you know, it's kind of back to the gun thing. Up here in Alaska, I'm thinking they're not worried about all of us having guns because there hasn't been any clampdown on this. I think they're thinking we're just shut down you folks at the end of the supply chain, let you kill each other off, and then we're going to come in and clean the mess up.
No. That is the plan. Shut off the economy slowly, let things unravel, have us beg for the military to come in, to restore order when the local cities almost all go bankrupt, and then start the drones, then start the arrest, and again, stage false flags against the police and military to get you guys all riled up to have a civil war with the American people.
Absolutely. You know, and Homeland Security started coming poking around here like 3-4 years ago, trying to get the city council to write martial law into the city code so the mayor could declare martial law. You know, I had a buddy that stopped a bigwig from Homeland Security. Was like, what the heck is that guy doing in Alaska? He pulled him over on a traffic stop, and the guy started quoting the Bill of Rights, saying, "Don't worry, buddy, we're with you." It was a total trying to infiltrate the local police department. We're just a little poding police department. So if they're trying to do that up here, I can imagine what's going down in the lower 48.
You know, absolutely.
So, yeah, this whole process is scaring me, and I worry about you and your health down there being the spokesman and the mouthpiece for all of us that are paying attention. You know, a lot of cops, I don't think, will get on the bandwagon. I think they recognize what the Constitution is about and what our role is as citizens in this community, but this is big. This is huge.
Listen, don't worry about me. Seriously, folks, I've already gotten the message out. If they were going to strike me down, they probably would have already done it. I mean, they could set me up or something. They don't want to kill me because that would make me a martyr. It's more likely they'd plant something on me, pull me over, you know, have the feds put drugs on me or something. But nobody's going to buy that. Everybody knows I don't use drugs other than occasional alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine. I don't even really do that anymore. So, I mean, there's really nothing there. So if something does happen, it's made up. Except for speeding, and I'm not doing that anymore. I appreciate you joining us. Now, that I've been doing a little bit of. I can't help it. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Washington, police officer. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, we have been having training for about 90 days on new special hazard waste disposal. We're all being implemented with equipment, with Kevlar to go over our hazard suit. We have to be certified by the end of the year of having all of our hazard suits in our vehicles. We also have mobile vehicles that are disposed of hazardous waste, including casualties. And if we're even discussing this with our family members, we're threatened with our jobs and prosecution.
Prosecution for talking about Homeland Security funding with hazmat gear that's public. Amazing.
We're even being threatened if we don't package the equipment properly in our vehicles and it's seen. The helmets that they're giving us are pretty large. They're trying to figure out possibly new vehicles to put the helmets in because the helmets are very large.
Oh, so they're telling you, they're saying don't let the public see your hazmat gear or riot equipment?
It's hazmat gear.
Man, I tell you, well, again, they're trying to intimidate you. You've got a right. I mean, you're not a secret police. You're not, I mean, you're allowed to talk about hazmat gear. Man, I tell you, I'm so sick of compartmentalization. I'm sorry. Go ahead and make your other points.
Well, the other thing that they're most concerned about is the mobile vehicles and containers that are pretty state-of-the-art. They won't even allow certain ranks to even see them. It's actually very new equipment that's mobile, and they set it
up. Oh, yeah, those are the big giant Snoop trucks, and the reason you're not allowed to see those is they can dial right into my phone right now with it turned off and listen to everything I'm doing. Those... It's because what those trucks are doing is illegal.
And they've also got a new ruling coming out pretty soon that all personal cell phones can't be in the vehicle. You'll be actually discharged for having your own personal. We have a new FM frequency radios that are being put out that will be on a new frequency that we have to be trained on.
That's right. They're making you get rid of your local codes and making you go to the new federal board code, correct? The Homeland Security Code.
Yes. And also what's been happening in my department is a lot of us are listeners, and we'll make comments like, it looks like Alex Jones is telling the truth. And we've been warned about even listening to it on duty, listening to your show, having the apps on our iPhones is reason for a problem. If we even have your app on our phones. Our
but again, everybody's got to stand against this or it's all over. I mean, telling you that you can't have my radio app on your phone, again, it's pure intimidation. And if anybody ever starts self-censoring, it's over. They're going to win. You see, here's the deal. They're committed. If they don't get away with this, they're all going to jail. And we can beat them. Our ancestors beat them. They hate us more than anybody. And we can beat these people. The fact that you're saying a lot of people in your department are awake, that is great news. So what, like in the morning briefing, they say, by the way, I know some of you are listening to Alex Jones. Better not do that. I've had countless police tell me that and military.
And we've also had them show the apps and say that these apps are on our phones. It's reason for disciplinary action.
But listen, look how dumb the New World Order is. What do you think them doing that makes all the cops do when they get home at night?
Listen more.
Stay there. I got to talk to you some more on the other side. Listen, this is happening over a decade ago. They would catch a Marine with one of my videos because it had the Marines doing gun confiscation drills in it. And then they would get them all in there and say, you'll get in trouble. And then everybody wanted one.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Secretary of Defense and top generals telling the Congress that no, that the NATO tells them to go to war, and they might want to talk to Congress. They don't need Congress's approval. And Obama's put out official letters actually saying the UN gives the orders. And then it just clicked. I was looking at Dempsey, and I thought about how the last three chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff have basically been run out or resigned, and how Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, basically got run out when he refused to launch an attack on Iran. And it just made me think, you understand, we'd already be in the New World Order if it wasn't for all the people in the military. Even at the chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff level, they had to go through three guys to finally get Dempsey in there who'll do whatever he's told, including follow illegal orders. So again, evil is not all powerful, but we have to learn to say no. And let me tell you, that is extremely evil in America to tell police on their private phones that they better not listen to the Alex Jones show. I mean, that, what is this, North Korea? I mean, is this North Korea? See, they don't want you listening because I'm going to play clips of C-SPAN. You know, they're pulling the C-SPAN clips of Janet Napolitano's press conferences 2.5 years ago, admitting they were running Fast and Furious, which proves she was lying. Look, we're not a radical broadcast. We're radical in that we've got radical criminals that have taken over, and they're saying we're radical. There's nothing radical about this show. If Thomas Jefferson teleported back here today and heard this show, he'd say, that's freedom, and the government's evil. So if you don't like this show, you don't like America. It's a very elementary thing. And I don't want to go off into a rant here, but going back to David in Washington and Tony, who's a firefighter, and then we'll stop there, go to a guest, and then have TSA whistleblowers on the last 30 minutes of the next hour. Finish up any other points you have, but I'd like to ask you, where do they think they're getting off telling you you can't have syndicated radio shows? I mean, I'm not bragging, but I've been in Rolling Stone, Nightline, and we're on XM. I mean, it's not like they're saying you can't have the Aryan Nations on your phone. And again, I would say that'd be bad to have it on your phone, but that's still your First Amendment as well. Maybe you want to monitor what they're saying. I mean, the idea that they're telling you you better not listen to Alex Jones, your comments on that.
Well, you know, it was taken as, personal infringement, what we do on our off time and, you know, what outlets we're going to decide to listen to should be a free choice. And it's, you know, we have a terminology called Jones, and there's a guy that's going to become a Jones, and, you know, and it's always derogatory. The most frightening thing that's come out recently, we haven't seen it yet, is there, and we do had a Jones conversation about a new detention caller, or they're calling it the detainee caller, which is the shock callers that you've been talking about. And the people that have seen them were very frightened by them because all the different sizes they're in. They're into adult sizes, even sizes that look like it fit children. And people were very freaked out about this. We haven't seen them yet. We are being told they're coming out. And we're going to keep at least 100 of them in it per vehicle. So that's actually something very recent we haven't seen. But
Hold on. Shock collars? Because I know about TSA wanting everybody who flies to wear a shock bracelet, they're telling you guys about shock collars?
Yeah, they're going to go across, they're going to go around the neck, and they're calling it the detention collar, but it's actually going to be a taser-type device that if you, once it's put...
Yeah, but I'll tell you what's 100 times scarier, because I've seen these, I know they're developing them. You're telling me 100 per car?
I've seen them. They're not just in adult sizes. They're definitely made like dog collars for all different sizes, down from small down up to large.
Well, that is how you'd control people, is you'd get them, put them in handcuffs, and put a shock collar on them, and then that's right out of the Running Man. Oh, my God. It never ends. I'm laughing, folks, because this is so sad. I'm laughing because it's crazy. It's crazy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.